This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick in Washington. Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee was talking about the ban on internet gambling. That ban got slipped into last year's port security bill. Since then, a lot of card players have been joining a small grassroots group called the Poker Players Alliance. The PPA now has 800,000 members. And as NPR's Mike Pesca reports, if you won't let them gamble online, they're going to spend their time doing something else.
Here's the kind of query you don't expect to encounter in a congressional hearing.
In the last James Bond movie called Casino Royale,
yes,
James Bond draws an inside straight flush.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds of that occurring?
Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas asked that question of poker pro Annie Duke, who's won more money than any woman in the history of the World Series of Poker. You might say Duke called the congressman's bluff.
And I said 2%, and I think that he was trying to say that, you know, it's obviously a game of luck because, you know, on a 2% chance, someone can win a hand. And I very quickly said to him, the fact that I know that it's 2% and that I know that Bond shouldn't have gotten himself in that position if he were actually a good player, and that I don't get myself in position those positions because I know what the mathematically advantageous positions are for me, that's what makes it a game of skill.
Poker is a game of skill. That's one of the arguments the poker players were offering. Another was a hypocrisy argument that the bill banning poker online does allow betting on horses over the internet. They also noted that the online gambling ban puts the United States in bad stead with the World Trade Organization, where the economic penalties could run into the billions of dollars. On the other side of the felt was Representative Bob Goodlatte, Republican of Virginia, a co-sponsor of last year's ban. He mentioned a few poker-induced horror stories at the hearing.
Sadly, I have even been contacted by a constituent in my district whose son fell prey to an internet gambling addiction. Faced with insurmountable debt from internet gambling, he took his own life.
That kind of anecdotal evidence, counters Duke, is really meaningless when you consider that there are addicted shopaholics, fast food eaters, even water drinkers. John Pappas, the executive director of the Poker Players Alliance, says the arguments and a good number of representatives are on his side. He gives the pot odds at 80% that some version of legalized online poker will pass. But Pappas does concede that his group was slow in anteing up.
If we were 800,000 a year ago, that bill would have never passed. I strongly believe that. So we were a little late to the game. You can see the industries that did get their carve-outs, like the horse racing industry, they've been in Washington for a long time and have been players in this game. The Poker Players Alliance and poker players in general haven't been politically active.
It's not easy to create a grassroots movement from scratch, but poker has exploded in popularity and now has a reason to organize politically. The fact that Annie Duke hobnobs with members of Congress, some of whom are fairly in awe of her celebrity, shows how far poker has come.
13 years ago when I started, nobody knew that there was something that was called professional poker. And if you told them that you did it, the looks that you would get were like, oh, you're a stripper. That's not, oh, you deal drugs at elementary schools. That's awesome.
Already the poker players may be having an impact on elections. Representative Jim Leach of Iowa, a co-sponsor of last year's poker ban, was defeated by 2% of the vote last November. Polling revealed that 5% of those who voted against him were motivated poker players. The PPA also has a high-profile lobbyist, former Republican Senator Al D'Amato, who says he's played poker in the very chamber that passed the poker ban, possibly with some of the very members who voted for it.
As more and more people contact their congressman and tell them, hey, by the way, we want to be heard also, because to date it's been the social conservatives who have brought pressure.
Right now, D'Amato says, groups like the Family Research Council are more established and better organized than the poker players. A congressman may worry about the inevitable attack ad for voting to allow gambling. D'Amato urges the nascent poker lobby to raise the stakes. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.